Hey everybody, once again, it's Forrest with you here on the Ageless Path with my friend Sherry Chris, Kisty, Sherry Kesty. I'm going to go ahead and start again so that I'm going to make sure that I give you a perfect intro. Okay. And let's do that again. Hey everybody, it's Forrest with you here once again on the Ageless Path with my friend Sherry Kesty of Penrith Home Loans. And Sherry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Forrest. Thank you for having me.
Great. Appreciate you all the way from the magic office of Windermere out on Bainbridge Island. What a pretty day today. And I hope you get a chance to get outside as well as talking about important loan things with me here today.
Thank you.
Good, good. So folks, it's so good to have Sherry on the program, because as a lender who does more than just, hey, we'll shake out a loan for you at the best rate, you always track some of the trends that help us understand what advice to give, Sherry. And I appreciate your regular conversations you have with our team there at Windermere and Paulsbaum. You track these things, and not everybody's keeping a track of the mechanics of what changes rates. One of the most notable things you said recently to me was, Forrest, as you talk to people, tell them not to get all wound up about increasing interest rates. Now, how can that be? What are you thinking?
Well, it's because interest rates come and go. They're in a cycle. And the cycle surrounds, you know, what a lot of different influences on our economy, you know, from employment to how much oil costs per barrel, to how people are spending their money, to, you know, the housing market, and as well as outside influences that the world puts pressure on our national economy as well. So there's a myriad of different things that affect that.
Well, it's really true. I like your comment that says, listen, it's about timing too. When you and your family, if it's either time to buy a home, sell a home, or do an investment property purchase, do it when you're ready, not to think, oh, you're going to cleverly time the market. People try to do that, don't they?
They do. They do, and for different reasons. You know, if you've qualified to the absolute top dollar amount and the market, the housing market gets away from you, then maybe that's the time to sit back and reassess, you know, where do we need our income to be so that we can manage a purchase price set this amount based on an interest rate at this level.
Nice.
You know, and so we go through those kind of dynamics to give our clients the kind of flexibility in their thought process to help them make the best decisions moving forward in any economy.
Super important. And folks, I want to just pardon me, I just want to mention that Penrith Home Loans is an affiliated company with Windermere, but one of the folks who really is strong and competitive in our local market here. And we've done some media recently that talks about how important it is to have a local lender who's tracking our market right here. And I like it that you specialize here in Kitsap County. Particularly, are you doing loans outside of the area, or is this your main spot?
Well, this is where I'm mainly located, but I'm licensed in all of Washington State as well as Oregon State. So if our clients, maybe our sellers that we've worked with before that are selling their home and moving to Wenatchee or moving to, let's say, Portland or something.
Sure.
And I can still help them with their financing. So that makes it easier and a lot more convenient for them to be able to continue to work with someone they know and trust.
I think it's really important. And after years in Hawaii and that market there, one thing I always appreciated by my friends over there in the business is they didn't sugarcoat what a person could qualify for. And that was always helpful to me as a broker, but to the client as well. What's the pre-qualification process like now, Sherry? If somebody says, listen, Forrest, I'm competing with cash offers left and right, but I have X amount down. What is the pre-qualification dance that people should expect?
Well, the pre-qualification involves making a loan application, whether it's done online or over the phone with me or in person. There's a process to complete the application itself. I need to learn what their credit is like, what their income levels are, who they've worked for in the last couple of years, or their source of maybe retirement or disability type of incomes, and as well as their assets, verify where they're coming from for closing, verify a couple months of history. And then I can determine what they would qualify for, knowing all that information. And then I let them know what kind of documentation they'll have to supply to be able to take their file to the next step. And that would be to underwrite their files to confirm that all the information they provided to us is acceptable for the each or every loan type, whichever one we're going to go towards. Like VA might have different guidelines than a conventional loan would that surrounds how we document something.
Very nice.
And so once we get through the underwriting process where we verify their employment, review and verify all their documentation, and we get a what's called a certified buyer status, which means that we've approved their credit and supporting documents, and all we're contingent on is finding a property and contingent on acceptable title reports and appraisal reports, and then of course the insurance.
Good, Sherry. Thanks for that. And the details, folks, that we're really hearing Sherry describe, there's a distinction between kind of pre-qualification, gee, you sort of sound good, and actual pre-approval. What's the level that we're talking about here? Are we at the level of pre-approval at that point? After confirming?
Well, in a seller's market, I'm glad you asked that question, because in a seller's market, there's a lot more expectations from a seller to learn your capability of closing successfully.
Nice.
Not just on time, because that's a very big focus of ours, be able to close on time, but close successfully, meaning sometimes a buyer will waive their financing contingency. And if they still need a loan, the buyer is going to feel a lot more confident waiving such a strong contingency. Knowing that their file's already been through underwriting and is acceptable, and really all is left is this property related items.
Nice.
And so that's the highest level of loan approval. We can get a loan approval letter out with a purchase and sale agreement offer, even with a pre-qualification over the phone, if you know, but it's just not the highest level of language on that loan approval letter that a seller might be looking for.
Super. That's super important. And it's what I'm kind of referring to as the new rules of the game. I mean, in this market, it could be that, well, you sort of make an offer and you make it, you know, 5 or 10% under asking price, and you play it shrewd, and then you get around to getting your loan stuff. No, the timing in this market, you have to think about the new rules, don't you?
Being a certified home buyer gives our clients the confidence they need to compete with cash buyers.
Nice.
And they often do compete successfully with cash buyers.
It's such an important message to our listeners, folks, that Penrith is a full service lender. So there'd be options that you can look at that some national bank would not have, I'm guessing. But I'm liking the kind of distinctions that help people have a successful purchase when they're trying to compete with cash offers and the speed of the market. So as I think about when I say the new rules of the game, the new rules are you better be real careful about your asking price and where you're going to come in above that, perhaps. And a lot of homes, I don't know if we're tracking that, but homes in the current 3 or 4 month history, I think they're probably closing at 5% over asking. Is there an average that you track on that?
Not today.
Yeah.
Every house is different.
Yeah. Well, and another really big thing, I think I've enjoyed our talks briefly about this. Let's touch on what happened, the lay of the land back in 07, as it went into the 08 crash and a bunch of things. People are afraid with current prices. Uh-oh, are we on the brink of a big bubble popping, eh? And you've talked about some of the factors that are in place now that are different from back then. Could you lay some of that out for us?
Well, back then, the loans that were closed to support the housing market for home lending were very weak in their risk of default. Their risk of default, in other words, was just extremely high. And that, coupled with a housing bubble and loss of jobs, because basically that's what started to teeter that situation with the housing market, was the loss of jobs. And when that happened, then the housing bubble just crashed because the loans that were associated that were with it were not strong, you know. So in other words, you know, banks lost their business in some cases because of that. There was no skin in the game, basically. But we did recover from that. It took about 10 years. But it was another cycle, but it was kind of a, you know, a tough cycle. It's kind of like what we saw when in the pandemic, we saw unemployment skyrocket, but it was very temporary. And that held interest rates down even longer. But in 2006, 7, and 8, we saw interest rates in the 4, 5, and 6% range for housing, and everything seemed to work just fine at that time. We had a strong employment market. And then when the pandemic hit, well, actually, the rates dropped considerably during the last economic crash because it had to. And then it's just sustained pretty historical lows since then. But it's about every 10 to 12 years we see a recession with employment figures fluctuating. And so we're kind of overdue about 3 or 4 years for this recession to hit. And because of that, you know, there's a lot of complications that have brought on that increase in interest rates as far as fighting inflation.
Yeah, good, Sherry. Well, you know, there's something that we see with people looking at something like Zillow or some of these national trends, trying to make sense of a regional home purchase they might make. In my mind, you know, my role as a broker is to help people not just buy a house, but what's the life that they want to create and where do they want to choose that has community roots, that has quality of life, the kind of things that we see in the communities of Kitsap. So in that way, you and I cannot predict for anybody what the future holds, but the general quality of life, the attraction of folks leaving big cities, leaving other states to come here, it looks like a pretty stable future in my mind as to the this price point that we're seeing. Does it feel like that to you too?
Well, I think the stability is whenever, you know, a family plans for the what ifs. If, you know, if what I've always told my first time home buyers is it's important to have a slush fund after you purchase a home, because you're going to need money for the maintenance. Or what if somebody loses their job for a little while or gets injured on the job and their income reduces for a period of time? It's important to save some cash, grab cash, I call it. In a savings account or a CD to have available for emergencies. And how much to put in there really depends on the family. But I would say minimum of 3 to 6 months and then up to a year of your total outgo of how much you spend in your personal budget and economy. And as long as you have that kind of planning set aside, then there's less fear when things globally or nationally are upset. And so I hope that answered your question.
Well, I think you did. And I think as we started our conversation, you referred to some of the factors that are big in the world right now. Certainly the issue in Ukraine, the all the impact of that, the supply chain. I hear, too, more talk about some of the grain that otherwise comes out of Russia and Ukraine is being held up. There's all kind of things that could make us all a little shaky. But as we think about inflation or recession, I think we just have to have a good conversation together about, is this a good time for someone to make their move, to make a purchase or a sale? And at this point, I think this area is still strong and it's a good investment. I don't think there's a huge feel of risk here. I think we all have to be smart about this thing. Yeah. Well, good. And Sherry, my dear, if someone wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, the best way to connect with me is through any of your Windermere agents. Oh. Forrest is one of them.
Good.
They all over here in the Kitsap Peninsula, they know how to get a hold of me. Okay. Or you can reach me directly at 360-613-0156. That's my office number, and it will reach me whichever office I'm at.
Good.
And then, of course, on my website, it was www.penrithloans.com and /CKESTI, K-E-S-T-I. And that'll take you to my website that has a lot of great tools. If you're just exploring or getting to know how to get started and you want to just explore a little bit online, and then when you're ready to ask me a myriad of questions to help you prepare,
good.
Then that's when you want to call or email me.
Nice. Perfect. And one more time, that phone number, folks, is 360. Tell me again.
360-613-0156.
Okay, you've heard it here first, folks. Hey, everybody, it's Forrest with Sherry Kesty of Penrith Home Loans, and I'm delighted to have this time with you. And shoot, what a world. Appreciate having you, someone like you on the team here.
Thank you, Forrest.
Good, Sherry. Have a great day.
Thank you.